Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you enjoy listening.
So one way in which we can stay in control of our mind in daily life to prevent feelings of stress and worry is it's a practice, actually, a new practice called patience, patient acceptance. This is the opponent to stress. And when we see how stress arises, you'll see how the practice of patient acceptance is a great way of pacifying and dissolving feelings of stress. It is a practice because it's something that doesn't necessarily come natural to us. You know, when things go wrong, I don't know about you, but my instinctive ninja reaction isn't, oh, I'll accept the reality of this situation completely, wholeheartedly. I don't know about you, but there's a few expletives that normally come out first, like, what the heck is this? You know, why is this happening? This shouldn't be happening. And then we reject it. So what Buddha recognized, so he spent a lot of time meditating under the Bodhi tree, and also Geshe Kelsang Gyatso, he spent 18 years in meditation retreat. Does anyone fancy that thing? You get to know your mind quite well, wouldn't you, after 18 years? Would you come out the same? Anyway, he spent 18 years in meditation retreat in the Himalayas. And in that time, he, like many meditation masters, really got to understand their minds and what is the root causes of minds like stress. And what they all noticed, what they all observed, is that stress is actually a response, and it is created by the mind. There's a tension created by the mind. When something appears in our life, or something is happening in our life that we don't want to happen, right? And then our reaction to that is to wish it was other than what it is, okay? To wish it was other than what it is. We desperately don't want that thing in our life, and we want it to be something other than what it is. And so we're rejecting the reality of what it is. Okay, we're rejecting what is appearing and what is happening. We're wanting it desperately to be something other than what it is. But no matter how much you fight against it and you wish it was other than what it is, it still is what it is. Did you follow me there? There's lots of is's in there. Okay. And it's the fighting. It's this strong wish that things were other than the reality of the situation that creates the stress in the mind. And the simple example, because we've experienced it ourselves and we've observed other people experiencing it, is when you're running for the subway train and the doors close just before you get in. Right? What's your response? Okay. What is your response? Do you think, how wonderful? I accept that with an open and accommodating mind. I surrender to the reality of the situation. There's nothing else I'd want here right now. There's like rejection, and it's painful as the train pulls away. You know, and maybe our friends on board looking out the window going, nah, like that. And we're like, no, like your reality is that you missed the train, but there's this resistance in the mind to accepting the reality of the situation. And it is that, it's not so much the situation that's causing us the pain, it's our non-acceptance of what is happening or what has happened that's causing us the pain in the mind. Because if you just check your own experience, if you can maneuver yourself into accepting the reality of the situation, if you just think, oh, I accept, you know, I accept, I accept I missed the train. as soon as you move to the point of acceptance, the stress in the mind actually it dissolves away. So this is what happens in life. There's a discrepancy between what we want and what we're getting, and the bigger the discrepancy, the more stress we experience. Okay, so you know, in busy traffic, it's not stressful from its own side, but the moment you reject the busy traffic and you think it should be other than what it is, you're pushing against that. We feel stressed. Maybe you're going on holiday, and a few days before, you start to feel a sickness coming on, maybe a cold coming on, suspected COVID or something. You're like, no, not now. Of all the times you had to get sick, as if there was a good time, but, you know, of all the times this had to happen. So there's no, a rejection. And the more you reject that, you add mental pain on top of the physical pain too. And because there's a relationship between the mind and the body, if our mind is tense and stressed, we can actually affect the body's ability to heal itself. Okay, so it's taking us further from where we want to be. Anyway, so this response, rejection, is what creates the stress. And it clouds our judgment too. I was thinking that recently I was catching a bus, the 900 bus from Kipling to Pearson Airport. And I managed to catch this bus on time. And then there was a man with his children and his wife. He was running after the bus, like with his children in tow and his wife. And he was like hammering on the window, just totally stressed out. And putting not only himself, but his children in danger too. I mean, the people on the bus were like shocked. And this guy was like saying, I can't believe he put his kids in danger like that, because they're kind of running along the side of the bus. And his judgment was just very clouded. I mean, maybe he's got a flight he's got to catch, but you don't want to catch that flight at the cost of your kids, do you? You know, and often out of stress, we can do things that harm ourselves and others and put us back, you know, more steps. So the practice of patience is when adversity, when things happen and things appear in our life that perhaps we wouldn't want or we didn't plan for, it is simply welcoming that, trying to accept that appearance, that happening, with an open and accommodating heart. So really, you know, you're stuck in traffic, you think, how wonderful. Okay, maybe not as that, maybe that's too much. Just open heart, accommodating heart. You miss the train, just accept the reality of the situation. You lose some work on your computer. It's a hard one, isn't it? We've probably all been there, lost your dissertation or your, I don't know. But the more we're rejecting, the more tension in the mind. So Geshe Kelsang Gyatso, he says, patience is a mind that is able to accept fully and happily whatever occurs. It is much more than just gritting our teeth and putting up with things. So being patient means to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are. It is always possible to be patient. There is no situation so bad that it cannot be accepted patiently, with an open, accommodating, and peaceful heart. So he says that when patience is present in our mind, it is impossible for unhappy thoughts to gain a foothold. And there are many examples of people who have managed to practice patience, even in the most extreme circumstances, such as under torture or in the final ravages of cancer. Although their body was ruined beyond repair, deep down their mind remained at peace. By learning to accept the small difficulties and hardships that arise every day in the course of our lives, gradually our capacity for patient acceptance will increase, and we will come to know for ourselves the freedom and joy that true patience brings. So he says that patient acceptance does not necessarily mean that we do not take practical steps to improve our situation. If it is possible to remedy the situation, then of course we should. But to do this, we do not need to become unhappy and impatient. For example, when we have a headache, there is no contradiction between practicing patience and taking medicine. But until the medicine takes effect, we need to accept whatever discomfort we feel with a calm and patient mind. If instead of accepting our present pain, we become unhappy and fight against it, we would just become tense. And as a result, it will take longer to get rid of our headache. So he says, for as long as we are in samsara, we cannot avoid unpleasant, difficult situations and a certain amount of physical discomfort. But by training our mind to look at frustrating situations in a more realistic manner, we can free ourselves from a lot of unnecessary mental suffering. Okay, so patience is a mind that accepts the reality of what is appearing, what is happening. It's nothing more than that, or nothing less. So Buddha's saying, when we experience adversity, any kind of adversity enters our life, if we can accept that with an open and accommodating heart, that takes out the stress from the situation. And with that open and accommodating heart, we're more able to see the solution to the outer problem more clearly. Recently, I was asked to help fix a website on another Kadampa's center, their website, and they'd been encouraged to update the version of WordPress. Yeah, they were on 5.6 or something, and now they're on 6.4 or something. And I said, I can do that, no problems. And I went on to their website and updated their plugins first, took a backup, I did everything sensibly, and then updated WordPress, and the website completely crashed. Yeah, and it hung. I couldn't access it, they couldn't access it. And then that response comes in, no, you know, this is not meant to be happening, rejection. But no, I knew that no matter how much I fought against the reality of the situation, the website is still crashed. It's not like the website thinks, oh, Genshuda's in a bad mood now, we better fix ourselves. It's like it got a mind of its own. Me getting upset, me getting irritated, did nothing to improve the situation, to change the reality of the situation. And so I accepted this is the reality right now. The reality is that the website has crashed. And then having accepted the reality of the situation, then my mind can become more solution orientated. Okay, so what's the problem here? How can I fix this? Whilst I'm getting stressed and angry with it, I'm stuck in the problem. I'm relying upon the mind that's creating the problem in the first place. But by patient acceptance, just accepting the reality, okay, now what can I do to fix this? So patience doesn't mean, okay, well, I don't need to change the website. In fact, everyone can just practice patience who accesses the website. And if they phone up, say, practice patience. And when they start complaining, I bust their website, well, practice patience. You know, that solves your problem. Who needs websites when everyone can just practice patience when anything goes right? So we've got to be careful we don't jump to this extreme, because when people hear these teachings, they think, well, you're just going to become passive. And yeah, your house is on fire, but you're just going to practice patience. You can just sit it out and see what happens because you're just going to be patient. Patience solves the inner problem, okay? But it doesn't solve the outer problem. Inner problems need inner solutions. So if your car breaks down, you need to practice patience to prevent yourself from becoming unhappy. Okay, that's what it does. It functions to prevent inner problems. But your patience won't fix the car's problem. It's not like you say, okay, I'm just going to go into meditation. And you open up your eyes. Like, why is it still not working, the car? You know, it won't solve the car's problem. It will solve our mental pain with respect to the car's problem. So outer problems need outer solutions. Inner problems need inner solutions. But outer problems come a lot clearer to us when our mind is peaceful. Yeah. So by practicing patience, you have a clarity of mind that enables you to see the solution to the outer problems. And it's no contradiction in practicing patience and fixing the external problem. You're doing it with a patient mind. You're coming at it from a peaceful perspective. So with a more of a peaceful, accommodating mind, I phoned up the hosting company and said, I think I broke the website. And they said, don't worry, you know, we'll fix it. And they rolled it back and they helped. And they said that the site had been hacked and someone had stolen the password and there's all these complications. But anyway, it got fixed in the end. But coming at it from a patient perspective is much easier than an irritated or stressed perspective. So think about this and explore this a little bit in daily life. We can do this in contemplation, in meditation. Try and see a relationship between your stress and at that moment how much you're rejecting what is happening or appearing to you in your life. And you'll see it's directly proportional. If you're accepting what is happening to you, there's no stress in the mind. If you're rejecting what's happening to you, there's stress in the mind. If you're deeply rejecting, there's a deep sense of stress. If you're mildly rejecting, there's a mild stress. And it's directly proportional. That's the cause of the stress. And fighting against it and wishing it was something other than what it was and rejecting it is still not changing the reality of the situation. You're still left with the reality. So Buddha's approach is accept with an open heart, accept what is appearing, what is happening, patiently accept it. That takes out the stress, the tension from within our mind. And then with that clarity of mind, then look at the outer problem and see what is the most constructive way, the most beneficial way of responding to it. Okay, so you still get to act, proactively act and remedy the external problems, but you're approaching it from the mindset of patient acceptance rather than the mind of stress.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.